You can listen to the Triple M Breakfast podcast anywhere. In the car, at work, in the showers. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Hey.
It's that day.
Good morning.
Are we all pumped up for the Jurassic World premiere tonight?
Look, I RSVP'd and I didn't realise the dates collided, okay?
Are they doing split screen action at this world premiere or whatever?
I hope so, because, you know, it's one of those things where I say no, I say no, I say no, and then I finally say yes, and now I feel bad. I can't renege on the RSVP.
Oh, yes, you can. I think
they'll
Origin...
blacklist me forever.
You can get out of anything Origin. I've already gotten out of... I was supposed to go and see Top Gun today, but I've got Origin preparation to do.
What do you mean
cancelled a movie.
I know.
And you're committed
Origin's
to a movie.
Origin's not until
What's
8
going
o'clock
on?
Tonight. What are you preparing for?
I'm going to go and see a couple of blokes in their shed. They're starting at 3 o'clock.
Is one of them called Dan Murphy?
No, that'll be on the way.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, we're about 13 hours away from Origin. And what happens at Origin, Margot? What do people do?
They bash people.
And one bloke who knows that more than anyone else, because they said you can bash whoever you like and you'll never get sent off. Fuck, Oya.
Well, they're full of crap, because if you bash people and never get sent off, you get 6 weeks suspension.
You never play
Origin again. So tell everyone, whoever told you that, they're full of crap.
What do you reckon it's like now? If you get in trouble, are there different rules for Origin?
You hope there is, but there's not. I think, if anything, they've kind of amplified the fact that if you do anything in Origin, you're going to be more scrutinised because there's more eyes on you. And I never want to sound like a dinosaur, but I think 2013 was when the last punch was thrown in rugby league, and that was Nate Miles and Paul Gallen. So that's nearly 10 years ago. And I think
started Gallen's boxing career, really, didn't it?
It did. And look at him now. I think the game hasn't gone backwards because there's no punching. But Origin has been built upon that type of mystique. And I don't like the current trend of players running 30 metres to grab someone's jersey.
Are you still a fan of ice hockey? Just talking that.
Ice hockey?
I love it.
They can punch each other until one of them goes to the ground, then the fight's over.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Do you think Origin players should have ice skates on, MG, that they can just whip off?
The groundsman wouldn't like that. Even though there is no fighting, you know, technically really allowed, what is it about Origin that gets everyone so fired up, MG?
I think, Margot, the fact that in 1980, we watched this thing that not many were prepared to be seeing on our screens. And New South Wales long had the edge over Queensland because most of the Queenslanders were playing in the New South Wales Rugby League. And so they come up, I think it was Ron McAuliffe, come up with this new type of variation that has players going back to their home state. And the fact that Arthur Beetson was the Queenslander who went back and Tommy Raudonikis was our captain, I think them two showed us all the way that this game means more to anyone than a game of rugby league. This is all about where you're from. This is your state. And I'm a sports lover, and I look all around the world at, you know, different teams who play against each other, different rivalries. I'm yet to see one that's been more comprehensive than New South Wales versus Queensland in State of Origin. I think just every year it grows. We still want to see Tino tonight and Payne Haas at least look like they're going to do something to each other. At least get us out of our seats for a couple of minutes.
Tribal mythology. Hey, mate, you know when we yell out Queenslander, and that's how we've been doing it on the show this morning, and people walk down the street all day
Queenslander!
Today. Thank you, Margo's the greatest female.
You're welcome.
What are
that
you,
was
South
very,
Wales?
Very good, Margo.
What do you dudes yell out tonight at the game? What are you just to bond with each other?
I think it's the Blues.
Go the Blues. Is it Khan the Blues?
Khan the Blues.
It's Willie Khan, C-A-R-N-S.
There is a chair that goes up New South Wales, and then the response is Queenslander. It doesn't have as much punch, though, does it?
Yeah, you just need that ferocious bear-like roar that we've got. You just haven't
and
got
I'll
it.
I can see where this is already going, because already you're trying to take a moral victory because of the way you say our state names. I don't mind that.
Hey, listen,
I don't mind that at all.
We haven't been confident for the last 3 years. We'll pretend we have been, but on paper we've been inferior until we're getting the feel that, mate, we're a chance here tonight, like a proper favourite chance.
Your players have 127 caps between them compared to New South Wales 93, so you have got more experience.
And
you have picked a team that's really on form. This time last couple of seasons, The Broncos and the Cowboys weren't travelling along like they are now. They're third and fourth, respectively, and who would have predicted that at the start of the season? And guys like Cobbo and Nanai and Carrigan making their debuts. And where did Reuben Cotter come from?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a born origin player is he? So I just can't wait to see these guys play tonight.
Before we let you go, who wins and what's the scoreline, mate? Give us a prediction.
Get your pens and papers out, beautiful people, because I'm going to give you a good multi. New South Wales will be 26-18. Tupu will score the first try with an aerial assault.
Okay.
And I think Nathan Cleary will be your man of the match.
Oh, count the Blues.
And tomorrow's headline?
Yeah.
New South Wales kick Queensland's Haas.
Oh, righto.
Wow. What betting service can you get the headline on? I like that field.
Love your work,
MG
mate.
MG Active.
Good on you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Queensland have done it again.
Triple M Breakfasts. Origin magic moments.
Oh, Margo, the countdown clock to Origin says less than 12 hours, and it's time for us to deliver the great news to the winner of our Origin comp.
Well, for the last week, Marto, we've been giving people the opportunity to get on the standby list. 1045 flight. Origin Jet is departing today, heading down to game one. We've got flights, we've got accommodation, and we have got tickets to game one sorted for one of our lucky listeners. And we told them a 1 in 7 chance, Marto.
And you think about last week. Over the last 7 days, we've been playing an Origin moment, a little grab. And then if they haven't guessed that, we play a little bit more. The boards have been full and people have been so keen to jockey themselves into position. Here's our 7 winners.
Queenslander!
Yeah, you know your stuff, mate. Lou, that's
game
magnificent.
One. Congratulations. 2005. Good on you, Lou.
Oh, that is excellent.
James, standby list for you, brother.
Queensland all the way.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, you're in the draw.
Oh, fantastic.
Easy, Ronick.
Jordan, you're correct.
You are in the draw, Jordan. Michael from Tivoli, you are the last person on our standby list. There they are, all 7 of our lucky Triple M listeners who are on our standby list. Who will be our lucky recipient? It is a random draw that we have picked out, and we do have a winner, Marto and Dan.
We have a winner, and he or she should look out the window because the Rock Patrol is outside of their house right now as we tell Michael from Tivoli.
Oh, my Lord. What about that one,
Sterlo? What about that one? Turn it up, great man.
Holy hell.
All right, mate. When's the last time you went to an Origin game in Sydney?
Holy hell. Jesus. Oh, my God, guys.
He's happy. Who are you supporting, Michael? Queensland, New South Wales?
Oh, come on, guys. Do you even have to ask the question?
Yeah, correct.
Can you give us one, Queenslander, Michael?
Queenslander!
Hey. Now, go Queensland!
You've got to get yourself organised. Have you already invited a friend or a partner? Who are you taking?
Yeah. I've got. Well, look, I had the missus on standby.
Yes.
She was a little bit iffy. She's already worrying about, you know, babysitting and this and that.
Yeah.
And but I have. I told one of the boys to say, just be on standby.
Just in case.
All right, who's on standby? You said standby twice. Is it best
of three? Paper, scissors, rock, Michael? Yeah. How are you sorting this out?
Look, there's options. I've got options.
Did any of the options involve you staying at home and babysitting and your mate going with your wife?
When I say babysitting, I'm in for a fur baby. So it's not.
Fur babies. Leave some nuts and off you go. Get the neighbour to feed them.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Be fine,
all right,
Michael.
Can you get yourself organised and all set to go?
Oh, yeah. I'll get sorted now, guys. Thank you so much. It is unbelievable. And I love what you're doing.
Not only do you have us to thank here at Triple M, Michael, you have Alan Langer to thank because it was Game 3, 2001, this moment that got you on the Triple M Jet 104.5.
Langer's over, is he? Yes! Langer gets a try, capping a magnificent game.
Oh, the great Alfie Langer, the comeback.
Over the try line. Incredible.
Michael, can we guarantee, enjoy tonight at the game. Enjoy the whole experience. Miss the plane on the way home if you feel like it, but you'll have to sort it out.
Shave your head. Cut yourself off by the knees. Go as Alfie.
Get a tattoo. Try to be sober tomorrow morning because we'd love to ring you and see how the whole experience was.
No chance.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Origin Day. We're getting fired up in here.
Queenslander!
Marto's even got a jersey on, and you normally the
2 days in a row I've had different jerseys on.
About people who wear jerseys, mate.
Old men who wear jerseys who aren't playing are idiots. I'm an idiot. Hey, and so are some of our neighbours. You occasionally have disputes with your neighbours.
Well, we've stopped riding the motorbikes at home. We've paved the backyard over so the boys can't ride anymore. So the complaints have stopped, yeah,
but
Marto.
But they never got too serious, and one day I thought
too serious. They called the police every week.
Okay.
The police got sick of coming to my house.
All right. But did this ever happen?
A Gold Coast man who put his neighbour in a headlock and threatened to kill him has been sentenced in court. The fight sparked by a dispute over lawn clippings.
Okay. There's some things
what's
are worth
happened?
Fighting for. Is that a saying in
he
life?
He left lawn clippings on his neighbour's yard. Is that what's happened?
He must have done the edges and the lawn and then got the blower out and obviously... What happens sometimes, you get the clippings out to the road and the wind gets it and it's obviously gone up. This is what they were blowing
putting
over.
In a headlock.
All right.
Come here, knuckle
and
sandwich.
It was a proper fight. Is this you and your neighbour? If it is, maybe you should move or you'll end up in jail.
Kill you. 58-year-old George Casher isn't talking it out, coming at his neighbour with a broom.
A broom!
This
putting him in a headlock and biting down hard.
Don't bite him, bro.
All right, let him go, George. Let him go.
All the other neighbours got involved. He has locked on and then the guy got bitten. Yeah, it was like, it was wicked. Drew blood. And the broom was involved.
What about a broom? What happened to the good old rake?
Yeah.
Where was the rake? So why was there a
clearly
broom?
Clearly out there getting rid of
the... Brooming the driveway.
The grass clippings.
Well, he didn't
right?
have... And that's what can happen. Jealousy. One bloke's got a blower, one bloke's going, look at me broom. And then it's on.
It's front lawn competition. It's
lawn porn lawn gone porn. Out of control. Be careful out there, everyone.
Jungle out there.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, just a tick over 12 hours to go. Let's go live to Parramatta where the Origin is on tonight. Dobbo, you there?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I may have had white line fever last night. Hmm. Everything was going to plan. I just went out to dinner, nice quiet dinner. I'm walking back in and to the left out of the corner, Margo, you know the little bar to the left at the Park Royal? Hmm. There he is in the corner holding court. One, Alan Langer. Mate, 1 o'clock this morning, I trot into bed. So, I mean, I played my Origin early, but I'm ready to go.
As long as there was no white lines involved, Dobbo, because that's what Munster and Hectic Cheese got in trouble for.
Was Munster there?
Not that I was aware of, Margo, anyway.
No players were involved.
No players were involved. It's been seamless. I've got to say, I've been talking about Billy Slater and the emergence of a super coach. I may have overshot the runway as he hasn't yet coached a game. So has it looked very good? Yes. Has he said all the right things? Yes. They are 1-17. It's not going to be any late changes. There hasn't been a lawyer called in. There hasn't been a doctor called in to this camp. So this is an anomaly. I'm just being honest. And that's a worrying sign. But everybody is confident. They said they're prepared well, they're form-based side, and there's going to be 80,000. There's now only single seats available out at Stadium Australia, and it's game on. Bring it on.
Dobbo, talk's cheap, but I heard Billy yesterday. He sounded wonderful, but can you help us decipher what he means by this?
You've got to be careful that you don't give him too much information, so I've been conscious of that, but at the same time, I want to be me, and I've been really comfortable that... You know, I've been me and we've been us.
We are Australian.
We are us.
We are.
You know, what does that mean?
Part of it was saying that you don't want to give them too much information because they just won't take it.
Because, like, Dobbo, it's a simple game played by simple men, correct?
Truck it up for three and spin it wide, Marto. That's what we all learn as kids.
And when you're bringing the best of the best together to play, surely that, warrants just good footy.
Well, one thing I didn't realise, I saw Val Holmes last night and in the foyer having a chat to him, and I'm like, mate, is Natalia your wife here? He goes, yeah, but she's not allowed to stay here. Margo, I didn't realise.
No, we weren't allowed to, stay. Well, we used to be able to stay at the hotel, but not like in their rooms or stay at the same floor. But I think now that they've separated them, having them.
Not even allowed to stay at the hotel. Yeah,
it's a distraction.
But boxers will always tell you that sex makes you weak at the knees in those championship rounds. Late in the
game. Never affected me, Marto. Right? Never affected me, mate.
Have you gone to the championship? Can I run another one by you, Dobbo? Jonathan Thurston tonight, I believe, assistant coach, but he's going to be on the sideline. Will he be the man? You have a look at Alan Langer. He's not getting any younger. Is Thursday going to take over the mantle as the entertainment director and water boy for the Queensland team?
Look, I would have said yes, but there's one man that's put his hand up. Nate Miles, I think, has put his hand up for that role.
Yeah.
He has gone. He has been a very, very close leader, next second to Alan Langer. Something really big that's going to happen tonight.
Okay.
Both Brad Fittler and Billy Slater will be interviewed in the coach's box during the game.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be mic'd up. Yeah,
mic'd up. So there will be some coverage tonight. During the game, you actually get some insight. I think it's a first in Australian Rugby League, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Where does Cam Smith fit into the operation?
I don't know, but he's talking today. They've put him up today. So he's the bloke before the team walk. They've got to put a coach up, and it's Cam Smith today. So he is probably sitting next to Billy, I suspect. JT's on the sideline with the headphones on, giving the instructions to Alf, who runs out. It's a stellar coaching lineup for Queensland.
So, Dobbo, we heard before that Billy's him and the team is us. Is Cam Smith part of the him or is he part of the us?
Them.
Which one's he, mate? Is he them
the
or?
Us.
He's us. All right, yep. Cam Smith.
Dobbo, we're looking forward to it, mate. You're on the Triple M commentary team?
Yep, part of the Triple M. Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, myself and Ryan Girdler. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a beauty tonight.
Dobbo, give us a Queenslander.
Queenslander!
There he is. Go on, you Dobbo.
Get into it, mate.
See you guys.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Chilly morning this morning, and I said to you just before the news, there's wild deer. There were reports yesterday, Mount Ominy and Jindalee. I got friends at Pullenvale. They go, yeah, they're everywhere out there. I've never seen one, but they go, if you drive around at night time or early in the morning, these deer crossing the road looking for food. There's people putting wraps around trees because at this time of year, they're starting to chew the bark of trees.
What sort of deer are we talking? Like Bambi?
Red deer. Well, you say Bambi, but Bambi was tiny, like a little baby. These things
are
males.
But like a deer with like full antlers.
Yeah. Oh, and they're rutting. They've just finished their sex, season, where they rut. Because the males hang around together when they're not, having sex.
On heat,
I've heard they're at Carina. And then
Carina.
I get this. Yeah, then I get Pete, my mate.
That'll
Pete.
Do me. Deer in Carina.
That's what I'm getting told. Lots of deer around North Pine Dam when fishing there. This is my mate Pete.
I've lived in Brisbane 38 years, never seen a deer in my life.
They're apparently everywhere.
I was in Toowong yesterday. Deerless.
Yeah.
Completely dealless,
Marlo. Well, go to Kim. Hold on. From Lota, Kim.
Hi.
Where have you seen them?
We used to live east side. I can vouch for the ones at Carina too, but we used to live in Murarrie and I'd had a rather large night at the casino one evening. And as we took the exit, I saw one jump through the long grass, but I was only apparently the only one that saw it.
Kim, had you only been drinking at the casino that night?
Yes, I
know. There's hallucinogenics involved here.
I bet you they're down there in Murarrie in the swamps and stuff and wandering through.
Well, they used to slaughter them at the abattoirs there, so did they used to get out of the pen.
Did he have eyes?
You know what they call a deer with no eyes. I didn't get that close to them.
No
idea. They're too dangerous. They actually charge you.
Oh, no. Kim's talked over a great joke there. Do you know what you call a deer with no eyes and legs? Still no idea, mate.
Okay. That's not what this is about. We're looking for
that
facts
is now.
Here.
It is about that now.
We're looking for facts. Alison, you're at Pullenvale. You would have seen deers.
Yes, I have seen them. I see them a lot. We used to have horses and they would harass the kids feeding the horses in the morning.
Well, they're horses.
The story is they're fallon deer. They're called fallon deer.
There was a
deer farm in Pullenvale back in the day, back in the 90s, and they went broke and they cut the fences.
I've heard this story.
And they just let them go, and now they've procreated and they've gone wild.
In state forests, they are in plague proportions.
Alison, you drive along at night time out there. You're a bigger chance hitting a deer than a roo, aren't you?
In my little concrete truck, I have nearly hit deers before.
Alison, if I want to go and see deer, where do I go?
You could come to my backyard in the morning and you'd see them.
Come out, go out to Pullenvale.
What's that say on the screen there? Is that
Marto's burner phone? Juan from Moorumba Downs is Texas. He said, I do a lot of kayaking on the North Pine Dam and saw 40 of them there.
Yep.
Seen them there at the back of Dacobin as well and out the back of Kilcoy.
Swamp
deer.
I got another one from Pete on the burner phone. Apparently, if they're on your private land, you can shoot them.
How do they taste?
That's apparently, I don't know for sure. Venison. It's magnificent, isn't it?
Never had deer.
Hey, Margo, why'd the deer get braces, mate? Why the brace on his teeth? Oh, he had buck teeth, mate.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, before we talk Origin, can we quickly do an NRL wrap, coaching wrap, because if you're unaware, last week, Trent Barrett from the Bulldogs, gone, coming last. Yesterday, did you see it? Coming 13th, the fourth last, the Tigers got rid of Madge McGuire. and also Nathan Brown. Mm. We're about to get rid of him. He said, I'll go anyway. A bloke who coaches a New Zealand team who doesn't want to live in New Zealand wasn't going to last long, was it?
There's a couple of players that don't want to go back either. I think the assistant coach wants to stay.
Yeah, I think Wayne's going to get into Redcliffe pretty soon and go, can you vacate the premises, please?
Bugger off. We need to start training.
Be like Elbo and Scott mode.
Please leave.
Get out.
So that's 13th, 14th and 16th place teams all got rid of their coaches. 14th.
What about 15? Who's that?
15th are the Titans. How do you think Justin Holbrook's feeling? Anyway, let's push on. State of Origin. There's not enough threats. There's not enough big words being thrown around. Do you agree? It's sort of too quiet.
Lackadaisy.
No players want to say anything until finally yesterday, Katoni Staggs whipped out his phone. Oh, sorry, not Katoni Staggs. Kurt Capewell whipped out his phone and sent a personal message of threatening nature to Katoni Staggs.
Hey, Tones, congrats on making the team, mate. Obviously, it's going off your tremendous form and club level. But just a word of warning, bud, don't come anywhere near my side of the field because I will tear you to shreds. All the best, mate.
That's as dangerous as it's gotten.
I'll rip you apart like a hot chook.
Remember when Gallen, I was there that year, I took in a spare head to the press conference when he called Queenslanders two heads. Yeah, we got two heads.
Great stuff.
That's the last time I've heard anything at least inflammatory. They're so careful not to say anything.
Well, Billy Slater's such a nice guy too.
Cherry Evans as well. Very polite.
Very polite.
Very well raised. It's too, you need a bit of mongrel in you, don't you?
Where's Munster? Put him out front and centre. We need him.
Get him a six pack and get him on the mic.
Yeah. It's so true. Get him on a table and just no shirt on. Listen, but Billy, you talk about Billy Slater. I love his laser-like focus.
Yeah.
And what his words, he's offering me hope that the rabble we've been the last couple of years won't occur again.
You've got to be careful that you don't give them too much information. So I've been conscious of that. But at the same time, I want to be me. And I've been really comfortable that, you know, I've been me and we've been us.
You get it? Well, me, you're us, you'll be you.
Don't get that backwards.
Maybe they.
He'll be on the field if he's them, right?
and
they'll be coaching.
You be them.
No, don't be
Slater.
Them.
Slater. can I just say, Billy Slater, everything he touches turns to gold. He literally is not successful at anything.
Yes.
Thoroughbreds.
Yes.
Slater Thoroughbreds. He's got those Billy's buddies. He's got Move with Billy.
Yep.
He plays polo. Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes, he's
jealous?
The fullback. Like, I just love him. I think he's got books. He's got kids' books.
Yeah.
He does everything. And now he's Origin coach, and I reckon he's going to kill it.
Except we don't know what he does when things go bad in the commentary box, and someone said, because he said, I learned a lot off Craig Bellamy, and you know what Bellamy's like in the commentary box,
loose.
Don't you?
He's loose.
And Billy's left
angry.
Billy's left that little bit of possibility that maybe he could turn.
I don't anticipate carrying on like him, but stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. Let's hope.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, listen, rumour, we were just talking about Paul Gallen bagging Queenslanders having two heads. Remember that about, it's probably 8 years ago now.
Good chat.
Just received a text message from a prominent member of our Triple M Rugby League call team who's told me there's audio going around. Gal was paid $20,000 bonus to make those comments to spark interest in the Origin during that Queensland era of dominance. So he was paid money. They reckon the boss of the NRL's talking about it, going, how do we inspire Origin again? Not enough people are talking about it. We're tracking down the audio for us to confirm that rumour.
Good.
What about that one?
Wow.
Good. They need to bring that back for this Origin series. How
Someone
much do you have to pay?
Pay me, I'll say something.
Daily Cherry Evans would need hundreds of thousands of bucks to say something.
Man,
he's too nice. Get the money together, start a GoFundMe and spark it up.
Get the Munster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get the Munster.
Well, I don't know if you gentlemen heard about this one overnight, but KFC, our good friends at KFC, finger licking good, has had to make a change to some of its burgers and wraps because there's a shortage of lettuce. They're putting cabbage on instead.
Mm. We were talking yesterday about $12 lettuces. Well, you're saying there's a shortage of them too.
Well, not only are they somewhere between $8 and $12 a kilo, but the supplies, the Lockyer Valley, who supplies most of the lettuces, have got a shortage. They've lost three crops in a row.
Oh, because of the floods.
Floods.
Not enough people to pick their crops and la, la, la. Yeah. Next thing you know, the Zingerberg is suffering.
Yeah. That's not the only veggie that the fast food outlets are worried about, though. There's apparently some supply chain issues everywhere. So there's going to be a number of fast food chains that are going without.
Shortage of other things.
Shortage of potatoes.
Don't say
And you know what
so.
Potatoes make?
Chips.
Jesus.
Chippies.
They're going to be down to four secret herbs and spices soon.
Oh, my God. Just going to eat chicken.
And tomatoes as well. There's going to be a shortage on tomatoes. Well, so if you like lettuce, tomato, cheese and mayo on your Red Rooster burger, might not have any lettuce or tomatoes. It's going to be chicken, mayo and cheese now.
That sounds all right, actually.
Yeah, and no chips.
No chips are the panic thing.
Chips are a problem.
Chips are the best part. Extra salt.
What are we going to... So we're going to get a Zinger burger with cabbage on it with four secret herbs and spices and then...
No chips.
Then zucchini chips.
Ooh.
Forget, what is this, a health food joint?
Carrot chips, deep fried
Forget
carrot.
Forget about it.
How does that?
Yeah.
Oh, you deep fry anything, it tastes good.
Yeah, all right.
It's called tempura.
Yes, exactly.
We want to hear your rumours. 1-3-3-5-3 $1,000 if it becomes a trumour. Marto and Margot,
Triple M Breakfast. Listen, we've been talking Origin all morning and that's the big one. But there's no escaping. Can we just touch on the AFL world? Demons drama, they're calling it.
Oh.
Now, if you don't know, Melbourne Demons, after many years of in the wilderness, they won the premiership last year.
They're on top of the ladder at the moment, yes.
They are.
Just
and
in front of the Lions.
Until 2 weeks ago, they were undefeated. Everyone went, they are going to have the perfect season. They're going to win the premiership. It's a fait accompli. In the last 2 weekends, they've started to come apart. And then the news comes out about what's going on Sunday. There seems to be a rock star arrogance about them all of a sudden where they're not putting in.
Cocky.
Because every time you're on the field, you've got to have the right attitude, but it's even off the field. On Sunday night at a restaurant down there, they all went out, what do you call it?
Pran. You just say it, P-R-A-N.
Pran.
All right, they went out to some restaurant and they got a bit toey. Stephen May used to be captain down at the Suns. Now, he's been punched by a teammate off the field before, so there is some form. He was drinking despite having concussion, and he was under concussion protocols. No drinking. So no one stepped in, none of his teammates. He was out with teammates. No one stepped in and said, hey, Maisie, you shouldn't
be drinking, mate.
Apparently one bloke did maybe mention something. He has turned around to the guy called Jake Melsham and said, listen, mate, who was the reserve, what they call it as an emergency. If there was a concussion during the grand final, he would have got a run. He didn't get on. Yeah. So he's been feeling probably bad all off-season and trying to redeem himself. So Stephen May has said to this Jake Melsham, he said, mate, the only reason we won the grand final is because you didn't get on the field. Good sledge.
Oh, that's
after
mean.
A few drinks. This Jake Melsham has hit, Stephen May's 6'4" or five, nearly five, 6'4" or so. This Jake Melsham has hit him with one punch. And knocked him over. You shouldn't hit people, but if you're right in front and they say that to
That's
you.
That's not going to do his concussion any good, is it?
Not going to do his concussion, because then, well, Melbourne
Double
said
concussed.
It was a bit of wrestling between two blokes. Now the punch has come out, now the sledge has come out, and also now a broken table, the reception, the front reception desk at restaurant.
No.
He smashed that.
Table then flipping.
Then they spilled, table
he
breaking.
He flipped a table.
Then they spilled outside, apparently. The fight was a lot worse. Melbourne are trying to downplay it, and this is where fractures occur in a club. But all I know is...
So good to see the NRL not just fighting amongst
exactly.
players. Like, don't step on Payne Haas's shoes.
Well done. On Origin Day, trying to get a little bit
sledge.
Of violence press. Well done, AFL.
How happy would this bloke be?
Rugby league.
Taking the spotlight off
but
us.
But the reality
thank you.
Is, imagine how much they would have won the grand final if this Jake Melsham had a play.
Yeah.
Gunned it.
Get him out there.
Triple M's Briz quiz. Worth $1,000. Every single day next week, if you don't mind. Triple M Breakfast
with Marto and Margo. Listen, you were just trying to tell me some technical stuff about the phone. There's been an update that I don't...
Well, I was just checking what update you're at, but you're up to date. Your iOS software update is at 15.5, which is what mine is at.
Yes,
you are currently, as an Apple user, up to date.
But what were you telling me now happens with the phone?
There's a new one coming. It's the 16 software update iOS, and it's delivering the biggest update ever to the lock screen. There's new sharing, communication, intelligence features.
Mm. And how is this going to change
saying,
my life?
They're saying that it's going to completely change the iPhone user's experience.
Experience.
Do you want to know the big one?
The biggest one is the enhancement to live texting.
So, Margo, if I send a text to you that maybe it's a picture that I meant to send to my wife and I regret it instantly because you've got too many.
Mm-hmm.
What can I now do with that text message within 15 minutes?
You can edit it.
edit or
delete.
I can go see you and I can delete it off your phone, Margot, if I click delete fast enough, Marto.
All right. So if I send an invitation to do something and it's to my mother instead of...
Send it to the wrong person.
I can take it back.
Yep. Inside 15.
So the official terminology is users can edit or recall recently sent messages, recover recently deleted messages, and mark conversations as unread so they can come back to them later. In addition...
Hold on. You can change things within the text message and then resend it. Edit it.
In addition, share play is coming to messages, making it possible to enjoy synced content like movies or songs and shared playback controls all while chatting in messages.
Oh, my God. And you can go, like, check this out, and it'll just start playing.
Yeah.
And you, whoever you talk.
But surely, have you ever sent a message? I've accidentally sent messages that I wish I hadn't sent. And you, that moment in the pit of your stomach where you go, oh, that's to the wrong person. Or someone sends a message back going, oh, I think that wasn't meant for me. And you're like, oh, crap, what did I say?
So 15 minutes you've got.
Yeah.
God. Well, what about, is there anything after, like, 11 o'clock at night? Should it be extended till you've got an 8-hour window or something like that until you sober up?
Automatically doesn't send it on your behalf. And then in the morning when you're sober and awake and go, are you sure you want to send this message?
The are you sure button.
I had Trevor Long, our man.
And you need to blow into it.
Talking to Luke Boner this morning saying maybe the facial recognition camera on the lock screen needs to recognise if you've got bleary eyes.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Do you really need to be texting right now?
Or blow should into the phone.
Should you lick
blow
the screen?
Into the microphone. Lick the screen. That's a good
you're
one.
COVID free and you're good to test.
Get us on the board at Apple. We're great for ideas.
There you go. Marto and Margot on
Triple M Breakfast. Hey, listen, can we talk about, that's later on, can we talk about the mafia? Did you see that story? You remember when last year when they said they had those encrypted phones, the Australian Federal Police, they got part of World Police and they got into all the crime networks around the world by chiming into their encrypted...
encrypted app.
All right. So it's now they've been sifting through that for the last 8 months or so since that occurred and now they're going, hold on... You should see what the mafia is up to. The report was everywhere yesterday, if you haven't heard it.
It's now time to go after the most feared criminal network in the world, the mafia.
70% of the world's cocaine, they reckon they're responsible for moving around the joint. And quite simply, I think it's here in Australia. That's what they're saying. There's a couple of Australian Italian detectives have come out here to help fight it.
Incredible.
And the simple fact is... They live amongst us. They're everywhere. Everyone knows an Italian and we're looking for them.
It's become apparent, very apparent through what we've seen on the platform and on through Operation Ironside, that the Italians have been able to fly under the radar for many, many years.
You think about your Italian friends. Do you know?
Is this like Neighbourhood Watch? You just got to keep an eye out for all the Italians?
Bloody oath.
Haven't you seen Underbelly? Don't you see what the mafia does to people that come after them?
All right, but listen, it's the thing is, it's not the head figures. They're bloody everywhere.
They live in modest homes and live modest lives.
They funnel their illegitimate wealth into their legitimate construction, agricultural and catering businesses.
Did we all hear that? Construction. They love their concreting. They love their concreting.
Terracotta.
Hospitality, restaurants. They're just all fronts
Italian
for the mafia.
Food is good.
How many Italian people claiming Italian heritage you reckon there are in Australia?
I don't know. Are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
1.25 million. They're everywhere. They're like ants. Bloody Italian. Have you got Italian? I got lots of Italian friends. That's why I'm hoping they're listening. And they know that I'm taking a piss.
I don't have many Italian friends. Lots of Lebanese friends. What are they up to?
Oh, God.
as well, mate.
They're in a hospitality and concrete.
Yeah,
so
they love it. Yeah.
Be careful of anyone who's not you.
Cross-pollination of Italians and Lebanese. They're the one to watch out for.
Babe, watch that spaghetti. It's all dangerous. It's all drug money. The whole thing. God. Who are we after? Greeks. Get them.
Yo, Triple M.
Eskimos, they're dangerous.
Can we just close the lines for a minute? To think
yeah, don't ring.
Italians
don't
ring.
We're not serious, okay?
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.